comes from a solo project he released late last year titled A Manual Dexterity Soundtrack Volume 1.
Eres reina de mi vida y en tu cabeza coloco la corona merecida. Se me hace corta la zona si te tengo bien cerquita y la flor se marchita cuando se oye tu suspiro y tu mirar como un hilo que penetra bien profundo. Controlas así mi mundo, linda reina de mi vida.
Reina, reina de mi vida, llena mi reino de alegría, tiene brillo en tu mirada, cosa de belleza consagrada.
Brand new Antibalas. This is a track titled Dub JJ from the new Government Magic EP released last week. putting together a little bit of dub, a little bit of clave de rumba, and a whole lot of antibales. It's just gotta be good. And also be sure to stick around, because in just a couple minutes I'm going to be going straight over to the interview that I put together. I sat down last week after the show at the Echo with Martin Perna, founding member of Antibales, and we talked about what Antibales has been doing, the new EP, Government Magic, as well as his solo project, Occulti Soul Sounds. All of that and more. Así es, sobroso. Música para tu madre.
DJ David Bonobo, I'm covering from the night before. Antibales was out there at the Echo, and we're here with Martin Perna from Antibales right now. How's the tour going so far?
It's going really well. We started in Texas, and now we're out in Los Angeles. We've done about 8 performances, and it's been great.
How much further do you guys have to go?
We're going all the way up to British Columbia, and then down through the Rockies, so we're out for another 2.5 weeks.
You guys were also in Europe recently, too. How was things over on the other side of the pond?
It was, you know, for the most part, better than here in the States. We were in France for the majority of that time, like in the month of March. And we were playing at all these different cultural centers in small cities, larger cities. And it's just amazing to see how the French government and the people appreciate culture, respect it, and not just give lip service, but actually give money to make sure that, you know, things happen and they happen properly, and that the artists are treated, you know, like artists. Yeah. And treating someone like an artist over here doesn't really mean anything, you know, necessarily, but over there it's like it does really mean something. Like if you dedicate yourself to making art, like it has some significance in France. And the places where we played were really supportive, and not only were they supportive, but the local authorities were supportive too. Like one club let us stay open an extra hour, you know, so that we could play until like 3 a.m. And that was like orders at the city hall that they were allowed to stay open later, you know, whereas in the States it's like the opposite, like, oh god, here come the police again, so, you know.
Is your audience as built up there in Europe as it is here?
In certain countries like France, England, definitely. France and England, like, there are a lot of people that actively know the music. In other, the Netherlands is really strong too. In other places, it's sort of a combination of just some people who like us, and then them putting out a lot of promotional effort, getting other people to hear us and then bringing us out. But it's not like you can walk down the street and say Antibales and people know who we are or anything like that.
I heard last night that you guys were looking to try and bring some shows down to Mexico or South America. Is that something that you guys are looking to do?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's something that I've been wanting to do since before the group was even together. But it's like with a 12, 15 piece group, to try to do everything legally or mostly legally, it's been hard, you know, because we don't have any sponsors or a big record label that's throwing money at us. So right now we've had to sort of, in order to stay alive, like just go to where they're already established, like a whole circuit of established festivals. And that's pretty much the only place where that is right now, is in Europe and Japan.
And you guys have a brand new EP that just came out this week, right?
Yeah, it's called Government Magic. It's 5 songs, most of which we recorded at the end of last summer. And we're gonna kind of switch the format of our releases from these big, long, like 60, 70, 80 minute records to ones that are shorter and sort of more in the tradition of Afrobeat records, because really, like, one Afrobeat song is almost the whole record. You know, like when Fela would put records out of B-side A, one song, side B, one song. And just the nature of Afrobeat music, like if you put too many 15, 20 minute songs in a record, people don't can't digest it. It's like eating a plate with too much food. So we're happy with it. It's really proud that we finally put something else out. It seems like it takes us forever to make records, so everybody's happy with that talk.
And then on your own, you've got your side project with Occulte Soul Sounds, and I know that you recently released something that you worked on yourself in New York, and then you were recording also with Adrian Quesada recently, I think in February, right?
Yeah, I just put out a little EP called Electric Tides, and it's just songs that were kind of swirling around in my head that Antibalas is definitely not the right scene to be working on those songs, but at the same time I'm like, man, I can't get this shit out of my head, I might as well record, I better record it. I'm playing guitar. I love getting a lot deeper into just using the guitar for composition and the idea of the guitar as this universal folk instrument that you can go almost anywhere and you can find either the guitar or some version of the guitar. And lots of flutes too.
What about the work that you did with Adrian? Is that going to be something that's going to be coming out soon?
Yeah, there's this British company that's going to do a vinyl release of El Niño y el Sol, and with the new tracks that we're working on, we're going to try to put it out through a label just so it gets a little bit, hopefully, better distribution, because the first one we just printed up ourselves, and it's like just kind of sending it to people who are interested in working with some really small distributors, but the response has been so good that it's like I feel like we owe it to ourselves to give it a little bit of a bigger push this time.
It sounds good. It sounds like you have a lot of stuff going on. One thing I'm curious about as far as Antibalas as a group, and maybe it's with just you here, it's more individual, but obviously through your music there's so much that you guys put out there relating to social consciousness and all of that, and I'm just kind of curious to hear how you think the seeds of that came out through the group collectively and maybe individually.
Well, it's a whole process, to be making this music. It's music with a message, just in the same way that gospel music is. It's always, talking about salvation or redemption, those kinds of themes. But at the same time, we're not in Nigeria and it's not 1977. So to try to create, it's always been a challenge to, as part of the Afrobeat tradition, to create music that's constantly relevant, that's constantly thoughtful, and not analyzing the system that we live in, but in our own language, and talking about the things that are around us. So that's the big difference, is sort of like how then to break with tradition in that sense, because you don't have a military dictatorship that's as clear and established as the one that Fela was singing about. So how do we sing about this kind of corruption that's a lot sort of more under the surface, open like that? Or, we can't necessarily sing about colonialism. That's not the main problem right now in the United States. So how to pick and crystallize all these topics in a way that the American public, who's our main public, can hear it, but also have it in a way that will make sense to the people in other countries that are enjoying the music too. So picking the themes, basically, like government magic, for instance, is something that we're seeing all over. So we'll think about stuff that might be more United States topical, or other themes like Sister, that was on our last record. It's just a general topic about men trying to be progressive but having to deal with their sexism and all these internalized oppressive behaviors. So to get back to what you're saying about consciousness, like for everybody in the group, I think we're all, in order to be contributing members, like it's always a challenge for us to just stay up on everything, not have our heads buried in the sand, not get too down, because it's really easy to get down. You just open the newspaper once and it can mess up your whole week. If you don't sort of look at it in the right lens, like, okay, well, all this stuff is going on, but what little things can we do? We're musicians, so how can we go about affecting change through music?
As far as Antibalas as a group, you guys work as a collective, and I know that there's different members that rotate and they have their own projects. They come in and out of the band. as far as working things as a collective, was that a conscious choice that you guys made when you started the band, or did it just kind of organically become that way?
It was something that I wanted to do from the beginning. The first 2 years were largely like me writing the material, booking the shows, designing flyers, calling the rehearsals, and I had never done anything like that before. So it was, you know, kind of disorganized at times. It was sort of like starting something and wanting everybody to kind of immediately jump in and put as much energy into it as I was. And, you know, I sort of saw my role as like the person kind of when you're making a fire, just like underneath blowing air at it. It's like, you know, until it catches. And then, you know, once people see that things actually on fire, then they'll start gathering firewood and, you know, throwing it on. So after like the first 2 years, I think we made a decision to collectivize the group, you know. And I was really happy with that, because I knew that whatever we'd be able to do as a group would be much larger than anything that I could ever do on my own, you know, or with me as a band leader trying to call all the shots. And at the same time, it's been a little bit sort of like we've done things that I wouldn't have necessarily have thought of doing or wanted to do. Nothing major or anything like that, but that's all part of learning to be a collective. It's like, yeah, I'm not calling the shots anymore. You know, I'm just a regular voting member of the group. You know, I might be generating all these ideas, but it's not like I have some, you know, ultimate veto power or anything like that.
So everything is done by consensus then?
Yeah, it's like consensus. We'll have meetings, you know, whoever shows up gets to vote, you know, and if you miss the vote, then you're, you know, you might not be happy with the way things work out, but you have to be present to, you know, in order to exercise your decision. So yeah, it's all consensus.
I think what you guys are doing is really incredible. I mean, just that side of it, outside of the music, is something that's really unique and different. I haven't heard of that happening before. Do you know of any other groups that have done this?
There must be. You know, I don't think we're the first by any means. But yeah, it's definitely, as far as the genre that we're playing in Afrobeat, it's very different, because Fela, with his entire band, he was like very clear with what he wanted. A lot of times very strict, you know, and a lot of times like very authoritarian, like as authoritarian as the people in authority that he was criticizing, you know, but just like James Brown too, you know. So it's very different trying to sort of fuse together like 11 or 12 different creative visions into one sound rather than just one person's creative vision. It has its benefits and it has its negatives too. It's like everything works so slowly. You know, every other note that we pick is like open to discussion. You know, you got 12 guys talking about two notes for 1 hour. It's like, yo, somebody just put their foot down and make something happen. So that's the other side of consensus, is that sometimes if people aren't in the right mind state, they'll just end up arguing the most mundane point to death and not get anything done. But you know, again, it's a process that's a lot more rewarding, because at the end of it, when the note is decided, people feel like, you know, some of their opinions went into deciding that note would be there.
Well, I don't want to take too much more of your time, because I know that you guys got to get on the road. But thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today.
Oh, it's been our pleasure. Thanks for supporting us and the music. With Afrobeat, it's so rare to find people involved with radio that actually are like not frightened by the fact that the songs are 10 or 15 minutes, you know. But it's kind of like not a death sentence for us, but it really makes us pariahs in the whole world, because we'll meet people who love the music and they're like, yeah, but we just can't play it because it's too long, or they'll only play cuts of it, which doesn't really make sense either, you know. So anyway, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Another one, eh? Another 4 years. Magician. Amazing amazement. Wonderful moment. Let's find out this magic. Oh, look at me.
how it's done. Opera. Well, where one day go? Up my sleeve and up my nashia. It make a magic world. It make magic. Shazam say to empty sack, slick I'm calling out, how it done? Abracadabra, make a monster from the sun, make you see what is nada. It make magic, it make magic. Last for your magic, hey. Trickster in the sky. Final one. Listen. Audio one is coming. Let's go. Where's my one? Thank you very much. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my sister. Okay, now listen. Listen to this magic words. Make you walk in sleep. How it done? Abracadabra. Keep you in his magic trance. Make you jump and shake with fear. It make you sing a la 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 la. From yellow to orange and red. Magical evangelical room. Trickster up in the sky. Amazing. Shazam, watch this. Show me your magic finger. Sisters, we are seeing it again.
come and see America wonder.
Government magic.
Dime yo, Amadeo. Tú ve a Dima, Mayeo. Dime yo, Amadeo. Tú ve a Dima, Mayeo. Dime yo, Amadeo. Umba, umba. Dime, dime, dime.
So now you have it, and yet you don't. Government Magic, the new EP from Antibalas, and the title track there, the last track I played. Behind me right now, Che Che Cole, the Willie Colon track, which Antibalas covered, I think it was back in November 93 that it came out on vinyl as a single, available now on the Government Magic EP. And I want to say a special thank you before I go to Antibalas and Marty Aparna for taking time out to speak to me last week, as well as to Greg and Angel from Mezcla. And a special thank you to you for listening today. Please come back again next week here for Soproso on Kill Radio every Sunday from 5 to 6:30. Donde como tú sabes, así es. La música te quieres, música para tu madre, Soproso, for the funk with a thousand faces. There was no borders.
Qué bueno es. Muerto la risa. Ahí viene la malanga. La malanga. De tu love. Qué bueno es. Muerto la risa. Ahí copisa langa.